Blog Talk Radio.
If you know. Come on, just keep on worshiping God. When I look back over my life, see where I could be. Never could have made it this far without God's grace and His mercy. Protection every step of the way, and I'm say it again. When I look back over my life, see where I could be. Never would have made it this far. Now God's grace and His mercy, time after time, He keeps making a way for me. How many of y'all could just lift your hand and say, Lord, You've been my protection every step of the way. You brought me. This ain't for everybody, because some of y'all apparently don't know that God brought you through. But oh Lord, so many things on my mind. I just want to say this. Every time I turn my TV on, bad news I see. It makes me sit down sometimes and say, Joe, you know what? That could have been me. When I see my family doing fine, that's only confirmation from God that He's still good all the time. Somebody know He's been good to you. Lord, You brought those that know that the Spirit of the Lord is here. Lift your hand and just help us say, Lord, You brought me. Sometimes I just ride in my car, Pastor Strong, and I just talk to God and I just tell Him, when I couldn't see my way,
Lord, You brought me.
You made a way out of no way.
You brought me through the storm.
When Satan was trying to kill me,
Lord, You brought me.
Jesus is right there being protection for me. Reverend Chills, I hear you sometimes say, God got His arms wrapped around
me.
I know it for real now, because there was a time when I just wanted to throw in the towel, wanted to quit singing. I wanted to give up on God. But how many of y'all know that sometime when we are not in our right mind, it ain't nobody but Satan trying to tell you that you are nothing. But how many of y'all here know that God will step in? I'm talking about somebody for real. Somebody here tonight that know that God will step in the sick room. How many of y'all been sick in here? Those of y'all that been sick, just get on your feet. Those that been sick in here today. How many of y'all, even in the midst of your sickness, can say God was there with me every step of the way? We got single mothers out here. It's hard on them from trying to just raise their children. We got young men that think every woman that's switching belongs to them. But I stopped by to tell you, God will. Anybody here? God will. And if you know that God will, then lift your hand with me. I just want to call God in here. Will it be all right if we call him? Better not just call God right now and just say, Lord. Nobody but Jesus. Nobody but Jesus.
Lord, you brought me.
Those of y'all.
Lord, you brought me.
Those of y'all that can hear us. Those that can hear us right now.
Lord,
I'm not talking about just y'all that hear, but when the CD come out. For those that play it in the radio.
Lord,
Philippians 4:13 said, I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. There's nothing too hard for God. And as you know that God has brought you out of something, and as you know it, you out of where, just look at your neighbor and say, neighbor, I ain't been good always. I ain't been good always. I've had to cry sometimes. I've been burning down so many times. But through it all, God brought me through. He brought me through the storm, brought me through the rain. And I thank him. You know what, here when I couldn't see my way,
God, you brought me.
You still brought me.
Brought me through the storm.
When I thought I was lonely,
God,
you brought me. And they said I wasn't no good, you brought me. And I'm kind of the one that don't worry about things that go on in my life. I lost brother. God brought closure in my life. Lost my sister. Brought closure. But when I lost my mom, looked like I wasn't gonna hardly make it. I found out that it's best a storm in my life.
Yes.
But when I got down on my knees and I told God, yeah, I need you to move my stone. So I got by myself, and I began to pray to the Lord. And you know how it is when the wind blows. You can feel it, but you can't see the wind. While I was praying, it looked like I could feel something all around me. Y'all know how that is. I found out that God had sent an angel to answer my prayer. And I told about Jacob. You know what I told him?
Yeah.
I said, let you go. Till you bless my soul. Good evening, good evening. I don't want to let him go. Been too long in this journey to let him go, my brothers.
That's right.
We've been walking with this thing too long to let him go. That Reverend Henry, Reverend Williams, mm-hmm. Boy, I tell you, I was listening to that song, man. You know, boy, I tell you, when you get to sit back, sometimes you listen to some of the words of these songs, you know. They touch home, you know, because, you know, you don't want to give up on God. Just don't want to give up on God.
All right.
You know, because God's been too good to us. You know, there's going to be a lot of rough days. Whoever sits
right.
that miss out, that miss to say that it's easy, if you got it too easy, I beg the difference if you're really walking close with him. Because when you really got God in your life, the adversary is really pulling hard. He's going to come towards us to some things we wouldn't even think. And sometimes, my brothers, y'all might can help me with this one. Sometimes it gets the one you love the most.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
right.
Sometimes that's the,
oh,
and
yeah.
that most is you.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And I'm trying to be just
come
you.
On now.
Got in the way?
Yep.
You said, man,
right.
what I do that
that's
for?
Right.
I know better
that's
than
the truth.
That. I knew I should have said this. But you know what? He brought us through, though. Because we can
mm-hmm.
repent and get back on this journey again, man. You know, that's why
yeah.
I say, you know, Reverend Williams and my brothers, I want to deal with this. You know, I don't know if time going to permit us to get I know we ain't going to never get through with this, but I want to do. Y'all pray with me. I want to go through Matthew chapter 5. Chapter 6 and 7. If you're very familiar with that, that is the Sermon on the Mountain. I don't know how long it's going to take us to do it. I say us now. Y'all with me?
Mm-hmm.
Matthew
yeah.
5.
Which,
we're not going to do it all
yeah.
today, y'all. Don't trust me. We're not going to do it all today. Trust me. We're not going to do it all today. Chapter 5,
mm-hmm.
chapter 6 and 7. The Sermon on the Mountain. I want to deal with
mm-hmm.
that. Because Jesus taught, and he taught in a way that I believe it's today, too. I just really believe when you read God's word, it is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. Don't you guys believe that?
Yes.
I don't think it's going to change. I think the people change because of their interpretation and perception. You know what I'm talking about? But that scripture really is the same, Doc. And when I say the same, I know he gives importance and understanding, but I want to deal with that. And I'm gonna tell you now. If you listen to me now, we're not gonna do all three of them chapters today, but we're gonna tap into that. And one thing come to my mind today that if someone tell you they're saved, how can you tell someone been saved? How can you how you know someone been conversion, change, any kind of evidence there, is it some kind of move? What you think if someone asks you today, have you been regenerated? Could you give an answer with confidence that you've been changed? And a lot of folks gonna say a lot of different ways how they've been converted, but I want you to know, you'd be surprised who God wants you to witness to. About your conversion, you'd be surprised who God might put in your life to just to tell them what God has brought you from and to the day, you know. And all our life is different, and we got different testimonies, you know. And I believe we living in a time that we probably the only Bible people ever pick up. I just believe that. I mean. They got novels out there. They got all kind of books out there. But the best book I ever read that is reading is the Bible, the Holy Bible. I don't want to adulterate it. I don't want to add to it. I sure don't want to take nothing from it, you know. But I want you to know God is looking at us to have it in our heart.
He's looking at us to keep it with us. I believe in when a person changed, there should be no hatred in him or her. There should be peace in them. Somebody said, well, you can't be like that all the time. Well, I'm going to tell you, whenever you fall yourself, if you find yourself falling away from peace and love, I'm telling you, you're heading in the wrong direction. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
That's right.
You're heading in the wrong direction because God is love. And God operates with love. Love has some things that we believe in. In this scriptural, it's biblical because love hides a multitude of faults. I mean, he loves us that much. And we're going to get in here, but I want to do an introduction like this here. Have you ever considered if someone asks you a question, some of them might have to go back a little while to find out the day and time that when you accepted the Lord in your life, there ought to be a change about you. Each year, there should be a growth in you, some kind of way that you got closer to. I'm not telling you you're going to know every scripture, all the entire Bible. I'm not saying that. I'm saying there ought to be some change about you. You all not want to do the things you used to do. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. There ought to be some things that just affects you when you know you're not pleasing God. I believe that's part of the conversion. I believe that's part of the change. It should be that intimate with you that when you're doing something, and I'm going to say it again, Reverend Wells, none of us perfect. None of us is. And I do believe that scripture, no man can pluck you out of his hand. I believe that because I'm not going to let nobody. The Bible said in Romans 3, if I can get in there, y'all don't mind. I know he ain't got in the scripture yet, but this might be just what we're going to get right here. Hey, Reverend Henry, Romans 8 tells me this here. No height, no depth. Have y'all been there lately? Over there, 8 and 31 and 39. Have y'all been out of them scriptures lately? Nothing can separate me from the love of God. Nothing. I will be crazy to let some separate me from God. I'm going to tell you something. Some of us know too much to let someone take you out. I mean, watch this. For our loving God enough to know that whatever he does, if he corrects you, so accept the correction. Accept the rebuke. Get back on this journey and keep on pushing. Because you know what? You're not going to get there by works alone. You're going to get there because it is the blood. It's not going to be because you did everything right. I might as well just tell you that.
Right.
I might as well spoil your little parade right now. You can take that little circle you've been going around. You can stop that right now because you and I cannot do enough. I don't care how long you've been on this journey. You're going to make a mistake. I don't care how long you've been on this journey. You know what you're going to do more? You're going to make a lot of them because you know what? Because you're trying to do right. You know what? And sometimes we just mess up. But get on up and start this journey and keep on pushing. Quit saying, well, man, I didn't mess up. I'm just going to take a step back. No, you go forward. You go forward.
That's right.
You be encouraged. You be encouraged.
Yeah.
You see what Jesus did? Jesus was going there. We're supposed to be doing something else, right? Is I'm going too far, y'all?
No, you're making a point.
No, that's
got to be said.
What I want to say is, if I'm wrong, y'all help me with it. Because I really believe that people be in prison, people with their lifestyle. Watch this here. They can't give in because I can't believe you can let him tell you this. I can't believe you're going to let him tell you. I'm telling you, trust in God. Don't trust in me. Trust in God. Trust in his holy word. It will not come back void. I don't care who's speaking it. It will not come by. If it's out of order, God will fix it when he comes back. We don't have a heaven to hell for nobody. Nobody does.
Come on now.
Nobody. That bold enough to say, you're going to hell. No, you ain't got. The devil is a liar. You too. You know what I'm talking about? Because I know all I got to do is be sincere from my heart. And then watch this here. Get somewhere where they're teaching the word. Get somewhere where they're writing and divide the word and not worrying about my feelings and tell me what the word says. That's where you need to be at. Where there's someone worrying about your soul and not worrying about your feelings. As you grow
right.
with the teaching, as you grow with the preached word, you can accept correction. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
That's right.
You can accept it so much. You tell me, give me some more, man. I need this. I told Reverend Henry, I don't never want to be around nobody that can't tell me if I'm wrong. I don't want you around me.
That's
tell
right.
me when I'm wrong. I don't want you around That's me. Right. If I'm wrong, tell me. Don't let me be
right
there like that. Don't let me
right.
be there like that. I don't care what you in the. I don't care what tie you got. We should be able to be approachable.
That's
approachable.
Right. Amen.
Now you talking about we're gonna talk about
Man.
The Beatitude. We talking about we're gonna be in the chapter 6 where you teach them how to pray. You tell me you gonna tell me about fasting. You tell me we're gonna talk about there's a narrow road. And we're gonna get in there in a minute. But I want to prepare you before we get in them lessons. I want you to know that you guys to know that if you've been born again. Have you really truly been born again? Except you be born again, you're not going to understand the spiritual world. You're not going to understand,
right,
Nicodemus. You could be a teacher to miss this here. You can have
right.
the correct of understanding the Hebrew and Greek and miss God because you are so intangible and not intangible. Help me, Holy Spirit.
Say that.
So God letting us know.
That's right.
I believe he's letting us know we're living a time, my brother, in extratology. We're living in that. And all the time when the extratology, watch this now, extratology, I might need a little help, y'all, brother, with this. If I get it missed, y'all help me if I'm missing it. Extratology is when talking about the end time. We're talking about the
yeah.
end of this journey that we're going to see one day when he come back in his second death. And he's coming back for you and I. Prayerfully, we meet the first time leaving with him. But if not,
yeah.
then there's another prayer with that too. But I want to tell you, if the extratology is weak, that means that church going to be worldly. Can I say it like that? If that
yeah.
extratology has been preached and taught weak, that church going to be worldly. You're going to find everything
yeah.
in that church. Oh, I
yeah.
know right about it.
yeah.
Yeah.
Why
right.
you say that? Why you say that? Why I say that? Because we live in the time, the devil know his time is short, so he got to get busy. So you got to have gimmicks. You got to have, if
come
you come
now.
To my church, we do it like this. You come to my church, we do, man, we're going to bust hell wide open doing that stuff. You know why? Because the pastor is going to be held accountable for that.
Yes, yes.
The church
yes.
can't grow without the pastor because he's the
come
shepherd.
Yeah.
Man, you pull in, pray, you just holler at these folks. Reverend Henry, you wrong.
Yeah.
What's wrong with you, Reverend?
Yes, sir.
Reverend, what's wrong with you?
Yes, sir. Yes,
Reverend,
sir.
God put this in my heart, man. He put it in my heart.
Beautiful.
That time is so close, man. Y'all know what I'm talking
yeah.
about. Time is getting too close,
yep.
man. It's valuable that we don't keep missing it. We don't keep missing
yeah.
Somebody said, well, I'm 30, I'm 40, I'm 50, I'm 60, I'm 70, I'm 80, I'm 90. Still getting close.
Yeah,
let me say
on,
it again. I'm 20, I'm 30, I'm 40, I'm 50, I'm 60, I'm 70, I'm 80, I'm 90. It's still getting close. It's still getting close. I'll tell you one time, a man preached 120 years, it was going to rain. And they laughed at him.
Say that.
He drunk,
say
he
that.
Drunk a little nip. Man, you ain't prayed. Yes, I have. I prayed before I got on here. Mm-hmm. Hey, Reverend Henry. You ain't do no corporate prayer, Reverend Henry. But God got something in my heart. Can I just get it out, man?
Amen.
I told you what we plan to do. I know my brother's going to be with me with it. Matthew 5 and 6 and 7. It might take us a little month or so to get this out. We're not going to rush through it. Matthew 5,
all right.
6, and 7. But right now, this is to get to Jesus' Sermon on the Mount, you got to know we got to get there first. Can we get there? Have
yeah.
you been born
yeah.
again? Yes, because he was talking to some people at this point in time that he was talking about what he's going to do, but we already know what he's going to do because it already happened. Amen? So what I want to tell you that get your house in order. You are the temple. You are God.
Yeah.
You are the bride he's coming back for. Don't you know that word consummation? You understand that word? Anybody been married know what I'm talking about. That prayerfully, that some of us, you know, been doing, then wait till we got married, but we sealed the deal. Can I say it like that? Can I say it like that? Can y'all understand what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. Understood.
Y'all ain't
understood.
Left me. So what I'm saying is to seal the deal, come get us so he can seal it all
yeah.
the way.
Yeah.
But right now, he's getting them prepared. He's preparing his bride. And it has to come
That's
with
right.
each word. It has to come with the preached word. What is the preached word? We have to spread the gospel. We have to tell
yeah.
you that Jesus is salvation. Then we got to persuade
yeah.
you to tell you it's real. What I'm talking about.
That's
it
right.
has to get in your heart. So
That's
before
right.
before we get in these three chapters, I want you to know that you can get it right. In order to get it right, accept correction. Accept reproof.
Yeah.
Accept rebuke. It's good for you right now. You don't want God to rebuke you. You don't want God to say, I knew you not. Get away from me. You don't want God to look at you and charge your iniquity that you can't forgive. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Somebody, I'm going to get out of here when I say this here. Somebody asked Jesus a question. Did I heal in your name? Did I cast demons out? We're going to get to that scripture too. He said, yeah, you did all that. You know why? Because I just paraphrased this a little bit. You know why? Because my word can't come back for it. You
That's
can
right.
hold me to mine, but I can't hold you to yours, though. Mm.
Huh.
Mm.
Right.
Mm. We
right.
used to say now. We used to say this now. I'm a young man. I just got a lot of gray, man. Don't believe that. I just got a lot of gray hair. But I'm a young man, right? But I remember the time word was born. I mean, you can tell somebody you're gonna do something. It was done. You don't have to worry about signing no contract, nothing. But now you got to do all of it now. Because people are so conniving now. You got to do that now, you know. But practically, when you make agreement to God, you know what I'm saying? When you tell God that he's your all in all, that you go somewhere where someone can teach you. Don't let me forget this. Someone can teach you and preach to you. That's why we want to get in the Sermon on the Mount. Jesus taught. He taught
right.
You need to be taught. Help me, Holy Spirit. You need to be shown in the scripture what God said, it is real. Not what I
right.
said, thus says Eric, thus says Reverend Henry, thus says Reverend Mike. No, thus says God.
Yeah.
That's what we're going to bring
right.
to you, because I know these brothers are going to help me teach this here. I ain't going to do all this by myself. Plus God, and plus Reverend Will, and plus Brother D, plus Reverend Wise, and Reverend Henry. We're going to get this thing. We're going to rock. And somebody else want to come in and throw their little something in the basket, we can do it. That's what I love about our ministry that we got. I love it. Because
yeah.
if it ever never been said right, it is God's plan. And anybody got been walking with God long enough know what is God's plan? Salvation for all men.
That's right. Salvation.
That's what it is.
Amen.
Salvation. If you hear
Amen.
Any one of us get over here and say anything and alterate someone for salvation, I'm telling you, I'm not saying you don't have to do it because I'm just saying that. You have me. Stop me. If I'm telling somebody and leading them away for salvation, you stop me. You know the devil
Amen.
Got any details. You know the devil
Come
got any details.
Here.
Is that wrong about it? The devil has
right
got
about.
In the detail. What are you talking about? He's so charismatic. We have gotten to a point that if they not, watch this now. Y'all pray for me when I say this. Y'all, can I say it anyway? Please tell me no. Can I say it anyway? I will say it anyway. It's not about the how you sound. Oh,
yeah.
It's about how sincere the word affect the ones who's giving it. You can
That's
tell
right.
how effective the word is, how the one who's conveying it, who's bringing the discourse, help me, Holy Spirit, who's presenting the presentation and the delivery, you can tell because if that person have any ounce of the Holy Spirit. He's going to do this here. He's going to stop and say, Lord, help me with this one. He might not say that loud then, because I know, because some of the stuff we've been saying, it goes right back to the mirror. Help me, Holy Spirit. It goes right. I clean my mirror every day. I clean that mirror every day. You know why I clean it for? Because I know there's something that I missed the last time. Help me, Holy Spirit.
Amen.
It was something that I missed the last time. Now, is this an introduction? Or this is, what do you got going on? Hey, Reverend, what you doing? Talk to him.
Amen.
You know what I'm saying? What I'm saying, if my brother Reverend Henry and Reverend Will and Brother D, anybody, my sister, cannot tell me I'm wrong, they need to stop talking to me.
They need
to stop talking to me. Because they're not going to let me go to hell. Because if I'm wrong, stop me. Let me clean it. Let me fix that thing. Don't let me go the wrong way. We're going to mess up sometime because we are walking in the flesh. We're going to mess up sometime.
Right.
I don't care how much we strive. Help me, Holy Spirit. I'm going to do something. Heavenly Father, we come to you humble for the throne of grace, Lord. We come to you. We thank you for the spirit that already went forth. We thank you for the words that went already, Lord. We ask you, Father God, that as we decrease, for thou the increase, Lord. We ask you, Father God, to reign your spirit in the midst right now, Lord. We ask you to move any stubborn spirit right now, whether even one teaching, whether even one preaching, even the one have a receptible spirit right now of receiving thy word. Lord, hide us, Lord, that we see you and not us, Lord. Move, Lord, as we walk in your word, Lord, and we teach in your word in this short time that we have, Lord. And we ask all this in Jesus' name. Amen. I want to deviate just 1 second. I need some help with this. Romans 7. I need some help with this one. Can y'all help me with this one? Romans 7. I'm going to deviate one. Now, you know it's the Holy Ghost again. Now, you know it. I just told you what we're going to read. Romans 7.
All right.
Y'all there yet? We gonna be long with it, man. I'm finna step in it. I'm stepping in it. We're gonna do this right here, and that's gonna be it. And starting Thursday, I'm a brother. We gonna y'all already know where we at. Y'all know the lesson plan. 5, 6, and 7, right? Matthew. 5, 6, and 7 in entirety.
Mm-hmm.
Scripture by scripture. We're not gonna skip down scripture, right?
All right.
We're gonna do scripture by scripture.
All right.
And I ain't got to be one always doing it, but then one you know how we will talk about that. Hey, Romans 7. Y'all with me?
Mm-hmm,
Romans 7.
Amen.
I want you to slide all the way down to verse 14. Now, this brother here, his name was Paul. This brother here wrote 2/3. If you don't know nothing, I'm going to give you something. If you didn't know this, he wrote 2/3 of the New Testament. His name
all
was Paul.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when we read this scripture, it's like a tongue twister for me because I got a speech impediment. So I'll stumble over some words, but y'all just pray with me when I get it out. Amen? I'm going to try to get it out while I stumble over bed. Y'all with me? Now, watch what this thing says. Y'all still with me?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Y'all still with me? Okay. Did I say 14, verse 14, 7 and 14?
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Did I get that?
Uh-huh.
Okay, I'm going to make sure because I don't want to be going too fast for myself. Okay, here we go. He said, for we know. And here we go, y'all.
Yeah.
For we know. Now, if that means we, I'm going to stop for 1 minute because I got to teach. If we, hey, Reverend, if we, that means all of us, right? That's plural or what? Is that singular? Is that what that means? What is it?
That's plural.
That's plural, right?
That's plural.
Okay,
yeah,
then.
More than one.
For
we
know. That the law is spiritual. Is that right? Is that right about it?
Yeah.
He said, but I am corner. Corner. Say, now watch this. This brother here been converted. this Paul now. He said, I am a corner sold under sin. Is I'm still there?
Right.
Uh-huh.
Is I'm still there?
Yeah.
He said, but that which I do. Now watch this. This is going to twist me off. I'm going to try to read it real good now. He said, for that which I do, I lie not. You hear what he said? For that what I do, that do I not. But what I hate, that I do. Is that what in the book?
Oh, yeah. Come on.
I'm going to get through here, y'all. Y'all watch me. I'm going to try to get all this. He said, if then I do that which I would not, I consent unto the law that is good. You hear me? Look what he said. He said, mm-hmm. Now then, I'm going to back up, y'all, and give y'all something. Now then, it is no more I that do it. Because I'm still in the book.
That's right.
I'm just saying
that's right.
He said, but sin that who? That dwells in me.
Yeah.
This brother wrote 2/3 of the Bible. And he said, I'm just giving you this Bible now. I am not giving you Eric. This brother said, I find myself doing this here. Yeah. It ain't but the law. It's the transgression. See, when he's talking about the law, see, we know the law was a schoolmaster. Praise him, Lord. We know
mm-hmm.
the law was a schoolmaster. And all it did, it point out the transgression. And it did what nothing could save you, but it could tell you your fault. So then at that time,
right.
they used to take animals. Help me teach this. They used to take animals and sacrifice them for the atonement of their sin. And he said, this is the law he's talking about. He sees the sin, and he knows what it is. He said, but it's the sin. What's going on? What verse I met y'all? 9? Oh, I skipped down this. Now, to then, it is no more I that do it, but the sin that dwells in me. He said, for I
That's
know,
it.
Help me, Holy Spirit, that in me there is my flesh, in my flesh. You hear what he said? Dwelling
yeah,
no
yeah.
good. Now, I know you're perfect,
mm-hmm.
but let me tell you something. No good. As I'm saying in the book, he said, things for to the will is to present with me. He said, but how to perform that which is good, I find out. He having problems.
That's
right.
Mm-hmm.
He want to do it, but don't do it.
There you go. He having some major problems. He has some problems. I don't know you look at us.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm gonna tell you something. You finna get really messed up when I say this here. Jake was really right when he said at the end of that. If y'all say I'm talking about TDJ when he got up there.
Mm-hmm.
Well, look what happened out here recently,
uh-huh.
something happened. But let me tell you something. He was right. He said if he had sin, that's what he said, and all he had to do is repent sincerely, God would hear him. He was correct.
That's right.
Sin is in all of us. That's why when we
That's
see
right.
our brother fall, when we see people fall,
right.
if they say they're in Christ, we should pray for one another. Now, I'm going to say this here. I'm just saying for myself. I'm telling you this here. If once you see a man fall, once you see a child of God fall and you rejoice, you better watch out. I had,
right.
I had a wise man teach me this, Reverend Heron. He taught Reverend Heron this,
mm-hmm.
too. And he came out of Sirach. And Sirach is one of the 5 lost books. It's not in the 66, but it was a good proverb, if you guys can say it like that. And he said,
mm-hmm.
sure a man, Reverend Henry, sure a
yeah.
man. How you go, Reverend? His what, Reverend Henry? Sure his see, let me do it like this
his
here. Sure his, when he fall in his sorrow, he said, because it's a mean old cruel world out here. Today is his day, but tomorrow might be yours. Let me do it like that, Reverend. He said,
mm-hmm.
tomorrow, that man you look in there, it might be the same man had to pick you up, Reverend Williams.
That's
it
right.
might be the same
Come
one
on,
had to encourage you. Paul said
yeah.
again, he said, for the good that I would, I do not. But evil,
right.
which is what I, look what he said, evil, because I'll do it again.
Mm-hmm.
Did he say that? But evil, which I would not, that I do.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's he wrestling, Doc. He's wrestling with this. He's giving her straight, can I do this here, transparent. He's giving
yes.
her, he's opening up to her that you can see me. You know, now I'm going to tell you something. Proverbs tell you, you don't want God to unhide your sins. So repent.
Mm.
Come on here.
Help me, Holy Spirit.
Come on now. You're right about
Ooh.
It.
Ooh, help me, Holy Spirit.
You right about
I'm
it.
I'm supposed to be in Matthew 5 right now, Reverend. You don't want God to unravel your sins. Repent.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
Help me. I'm talking about Eric. Repent.
Yeah.
I'm talking about anybody
yeah.
can hear me by the sound of my voice. Repent. Paul said, I
yeah.
find myself doing evil. I do it.
Mm-hmm.
He said, now if I do that, would I not, it is no more I that do it, but the sin that dwell in me.
That's right.
The Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
What happened now? Now the spiritual man have left, my brothers and sisters. It have left. It's gone. It's not
mm-hmm.
no more. Why I say the spiritual man? Because I'm going to do it like this here. Once I fall into the sin, now the spiritual man there, once I fall into the sin, it's wrestling with both of them. The flesh and the spirit wrestling. So now the spirit is testifying and being transparent, saying that it is the sin that dwells in me is doing this. Repent,
that's right.
Eric. Repent,
mm-hmm.
church. Help me, Holy Spirit. He
yeah.
said, I find the
yeah.
law that which I would do good, evil, is what?
It's present
with right. me. I love this stuff here. This is good gospel. He said, I found, can I do that again? I found then a law that when I would do good, he said, I found this here, y'all, evil is present with me. I'm
yeah.
telling
yep.
you, boy, if you can get the book in your heart, if you can get the word of God in your heart, brothers and sisters, you fall, you're going to get back up. You're going to get back
mm-hmm.
up. You're going to get
that's
up
right.
quickly, too. You're going to get up quickly.
Yeah.
Cause it's a
yeah.
conviction. It's a strong
conviction.
It's so strong that it's almost like if someone you really love and you hurt them, I don't never want to hurt my wife. I don't never want to hurt
mm-hmm.
my babies, my grandkids, my family, my friends. I don't never want to hurt them. If I do, I ask them to bear with me. Let me find somewhere we can make this thing right. You know what I'm talking about?
That's right.
I want to make it right. You know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to go days after days. See, when you walk with God in the Word, it'll cause you to go to your friends. It'll cause you to
that's
go to
it.
Your enemy and say, man, let's make
it.
This thing right. You can make that enemy
right.
look at you and say, man, I can't believe you just said that. And then he'll come back and say, man, you said you did something to me. You did. Have you had somebody come back to you that made you really mad and despitefully use you, and you show them love, and they say, I can't believe this. You know why? It's not me. It's the God that dwells in me. Because if it was me,
that's
we'd
right.
be fighting. Oh, yeah, man. Can I be true with you? If it was me, we'd be fighting, Reverend Henry. But the God
right.
dwells in me said, you move for that thought. Don't have it in your heart. Kill that spirit quickly.
That's right.
Yeah.
Oh,
heavenly host, let me get out here. He said, for
mm-hmm.
I delight in the law of God after the inward man. Who helped me, Holy Spirit? He said, but I see another law, Reverend Henry, in my members.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This stuff is good here, man. I think this stuff is good. You know, can I just rejoice for a minute? Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
This stuff is good, man. Oh, this stuff is good. Hey, it's good. Let me do that again. But I see another law in my members war against the law, look at that, of my mind and bring me into
yeah.
what? Captivity to the law of sin,
mm-hmm.
which is in my members. Ooh, help me, Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
I just kind of
yeah.
said it earlier. But we wrestle with it, brothers. But we wrestle with it.
Yeah.
If you
yes.
want to stay in love with God and his people, see, you can call people to mess up. So you wrestle with this thing. You take it.
It
and you take it out of context because you think you can win. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. You really?
Right.
I live. Hey, Reverend, you probably ain't going to believe this, Reverend Henry. Reverend Henry would do, though. Reverend Will.
Mm-hmm.
God said,
yes,
well, I had a 385 bench. You hear me?
Mm-hmm.
Hey,
mm-hmm.
but that ain't enough. Exercise
mm-hmm.
to get this off of you. That ain't enough.
Yes, sir.
Drink to get this off of you. I found out they
now.
It was 385. They put 386. You know what it did, Reverend? I know you've been around a little while. You know what it did? It
yeah.
felt like 400
yeah.
pounds they added to it. I only took it to that one
yes,
pound. I couldn't move it. Couldn't move
mm-hmm.
it. That's how it is when you
yeah.
think you can whoop everybody. You can do things. God
yeah.
see things. Somebody said, you know how you, I'm going to tell you something. You know I don't know nothing about nobody's business. I don't be on no back line, front line, or sideline.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm talking about? God is speaking to someone. The way me go way over here to there. Y'all know he is. We don't preach.
Yeah.
We don't wear. I tell you, I did have some in my heart. We gonna do 5, 6, and 7. I said we. My brother said we gonna be in some study too. We gonna come out. We gonna bring this thing out, and we gonna have a dialogue. We gonna bring it out. But before then, I want to know, have you been born again? See, I want to let you know.
Yeah.
There's a man wrote the Bible. Look at all the stuff he had. He was warned against one member to another. But there's a law, and that law, it's the word of God, and it cuts you like a two-edged sword. It mends you too. You know what it does to you? It have you waking up early in the morning just to read it. It make you walk around in the middle of the day reading it. It make you holler out, hey, you know what it says? I trust in God. Come on now. I trust in God. Hey, you know what I did, Reverend Henry? I saw them. You know what I did, Brother Will?
Yes,
I saw them. You know what he did? He heard me. You know what happened when he heard me, Brother Will? He answered me. You know what? That's why I trust him. Come on, man. I'm going to get out of here. Let me see.
Amen.
2 plus 2 is 4. 6 plus 6 is 12. Let me get through with this here. Oh, wretched man. We home, y'all. We home now. Oh, wretched man. Who is that? See, when the Bible used man, it means both genders at some time. And right now, it's meaning both genders. Oh, wretched man, that we are woman and man. I'm going to put me there.
Yeah,
I am. Who shall? Here we go, y'all. We're finna get some help, y'all. We're finna get some help. I don't like to rush this thing, but can I rush it anyway? Who shall? Can I? Nah, I just told you, we live weight. We jaw, we drink green drinks, and still got to do it the next day. You know why? Because we don't. We'll start deteriorating. The muscles start getting what? Flabby. Come on now. But if you take what he said, what did you say? He said what? What did he say? Who shall deliver me from the what?
Who shall?
The body
of
this death. Let me do it again. Oh, wretched man that I am, who should deliver me from the body of this death? Here we go, y'all. See, it's impossible let me use the other word. It's imperative that you hear what I just finna say right here.
You have
to take this as a command. If you understand the word imperative. It's imperative that you take what I'm finna say right now. You got to thank God. You hear what I said?
Yeah.
You got to thank God. You know why you got to thank God? Because through Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
So then with the mind, look what he said. With the mind, myself serve the law of God. But what? With the flesh, the law of sin. I'm telling you.
Yeah.
He wrote two-thirds of the Bible.
That's it.
He wrote two-thirds of the Bible. Is that right about it? Did he write two-thirds of the Bible? He wrote that New Testament you've been reading, and when you start getting the epistles, that's, you know, we can't do a little tongue twister. If you start getting in the epistles, them letters, you start getting them churches and all that, that's Paul writing.
Yeah.
That's Paul writing.
That's right.
You start getting when you start, you'll start saying something, you say, oh, man, he wrote all that? And then look what he just said by himself. Look what he just said. But let me tell you something. But thanks be to God. I don't care what nobody says. Long as you stay in the love of God, long as you, like the scripture said, no man can pluck you out. I agree with that. Because if you truly saved, you're not going to get plucked out. You're not. You're really not.
That's right.
If you're not truly saved, anybody anyway can blow you off. You know what I'm saying?
Come on.
Anyway, because I'd be scared to just tell somebody they can live any kind of way and still serve God. I'd just be scared to say that one. I'd really be scared to say that one. I don't have that right to just to tell somebody. Well, I do know he had died for all man's sin. I believe that. I believe he's not going about to carry and die again. I believe that. And I believe just what Paul said, thanks be to God through Jesus Christ, who the only one could save us from this death. Because
that's right.
If I could just, can I paraphrase this thing a little bit, just a little bit, y'all? Can I just do it for a little bit? I deserve capital punishment.
That means
I deserve the fire to get hotter than it needs to be. But thanks be to God. Jesus Christ. You hear what I'm saying? Thanks be to God. Because Jesus Christ. Yeah. Now my sin ain't greater than yours, Reverend Harry. Because when we get in there, I was going to be a little hard. I'm going to take that. I got to go somewhere a little different than that. I was going to be a little hard, Reverend Harry. Reverend Will and any teachers or anybody. Because we are, if you teaching and preaching God's word, you're going to be judged harder. Yes, you are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I believe that because that's scripture. You know what I'm talking about? But don't believe that the head is going to be different because you're in there. We're still going to be in torment. We're just going to be a little hard on us because we didn't do what God said. He said, just like this here, Eric, what did you say when you had a chance for me? Did you adulterate my infallible word? Did you take my word and wall it down and say, come to me, I'm going to give you all this candy? No, Lord. Y'all get that later on. Because I know I'd rather for you to be mad at me than God. I'd rather for you to be mad at me.
I know that's right.
I don't want God to be mad at me in now time.
Mm-hmm.
I can do that by myself, Reverend Williams. Reverend Harry,
yes,
I can do that. I don't need nobody.
Yes, sir.
I can do all that by myself, making him mad at me.
Right.
I don't need to go nowhere and add nothing to it. Paul said it's the sin that dwells in us.
Right.
But there's a law. There's a law that we just read from. If you keep that word, if you go in that word like this ain't really he did tell it to Timothy. But if you go in that word and study to show yourself approved unto God, rightly divide the word, the work which should not be ashamed, but rightly divide the word in truth, brothers and sisters, whatever understanding you get there, you ask God if that's what he gave it to you, trust me, God will not let you like a fool. I just believe it.
All right.
I really believe
it. Yes, sir.
What you don't know.
Sir.
He'll fill it. What you say, Reverend Henry? What you say? I ain't going to do it, Reverend. Don't say it. He'll fill the gap.
He'll fill in the gap.
Can I kill it a little bit? I got the language,
yes,
Reverend Henry. I got the language
yes,
now, boy. You can't take
it
from me, boy.
That's
I got it.
That's
I got
it.
The language.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
I got the language, boy. Yes, sir.
Yeah.
I love you. And I love everybody. Y'all ain't going to believe it, but you can't do nothing about it. That's all I got.
Nothing
about it.
Beautiful.
But I got to leave you with this here. I promise it from my heart. I say what I promise. We're going to have a good attention to start in Matthew 5 Thursday. But I promise you we're not going to do all this in one day. You know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
It's going to take a little while to get through it. We're not going to rush through it either. We welcome questions. Is that all right with that, brother? On the lesson?
No.
Amen.
We welcome any misunderstanding. You can hit the one button, all that, you know. We're not going to argue with you, though. If it's something you think was misunderstood or something, we'll try our best. There's enough people over here, just as well equipped as I am, can give an understanding out of Scripture, too, as well. Well, I believe we put our head together. God will help us what we don't understand, what we don't know.
That's
right.
Right,
brother?
Amen.
That's right. That's
Amen.
Right. That's right about it.
We love y'all. Yeah.
Yes, sir. Love you, too.
Mighty God we serve. Mighty God we serve. His grace. His grace. Sufficient. Sufficient. Suffices. Is enough. Yeah. Yes, Lord God. Powerful.
Powerful.
In his blood. His power in his blood.
Yes, sir.
Ow.
There's the Lord.
But you know, I want to say that was the Holy Spirit, man. God, you know that was. I promise I wanted to start a fire, but I ain't gonna lie to you. That was the Spirit of God.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, it's full. You ever just been full? I know we ain't in no background. You know, I know we can do how y'all you want to do. You guys want to inject? It's there, you know. If you want to, whatever how you want to do it, you know, we can do that too. You know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yes, sir. Thank God for the lesson today. Thank you.
God bless.
Julian Carrington. Yes, sir. Glad for his grace, his mercy, his love, and the blood. They continue to cleanse us, that where we are weak, he is strong. He's able and willing and just. I like what you said, that you know, his word is true, and he can count on his word, and we can count on his word, but can he count on our word?
Yeah.
Like that. Thank God. Thank you. Thank you, Brother Teacher, for that word today.
You know, yeah. When I look at that and look at how the credibility that he provides the readers and the credibility to his audience, you know, he didn't try to make himself above anybody, Paul. He let us know that, oh, he right there with us under the same stipulation.
I like that. Say that again, brother. Say that again.
Paul didn't try to make himself above anybody. He got credibility by showing that everybody's struggle is the same. What did it say? The word say we war not against flesh and blood.
That's what it says.
Ain't nobody going through anything different. We all have that struggle. But we have to earnestly strive to live in a way that's pleasing to the Lord.
Strive.
No, not. Oh well, I messed up, so I guess I'm done. No, strive.
Yeah.
Get up. Dust yourself off.
Yeah.
That's right.
Help your brother and your sister out when you see them in a fall, but do it in love. Not in condemnation, but in love.
I like that.
Yeah, man.
I like that,
man.
Yeah, I like
yes, sir.
That.
In love.
Beautiful.
Yeah. Praise God for this beautiful message today. And I have to concur. It needed. You know, before we go off into our 5, 6, or 7 of Matthew, this need to be resounded. It need to be repeated.
Yeah.
Because so many folks are just, sometimes folks just give up because they feel like, well, I just ain't going to be able to do this here. Well, you're not saved by your works or your lack thereof.
Well, you hold up that one. You're going to touch up again.
By your works. You're not saved by your works or the lack thereof.
By grace.
Saved.
Yes, sir.
Blood of Jesus Christ. That's why he did what he did. We ain't enough. Ain't now one of us enough. Never will. But by the blood of Jesus, our Lord and Savior, his sacrifice.
Wow. That's beautiful, man.
He didn't do anything wrong. What that soldier say? I perceive this man. knew he was a good man. Knew he had anything wrong.
Did he say it, man? Did he say it?
He gave his life freely. When he didn't have to, but he did it because he loved us. We are freely accept that gift from God. It's a free gift, but we have to do it in faith. We have to do it in faith. We have to truly believe that it is a gift that he has given to us because we can't obtain it on our own.
That's right.
Oh, we can't.
You mean we can't work and get it? We can't work and get it?
No. You can't go out there and work. I don't care if you work 8-hour shift, 10-hour shift, 12-hour shift. Not enough. Some of y'all know what I'm talking about when you work on these long, varied hours on your job.
Yeah, I know.
For how many hours you
that.
Work? Come on now. Not enough. But with Jesus covering us. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. You know, I'm going to say this again, brother, because I know we got to get out, but I want to say this again that, man, I just thank God for the Holy Spirit. You know what I'm talking about? I mean,
yes.
You know, I just said we're going to try to do the Sermon on the Mountain. Brother Tim, anybody, you know, chapter 5, chapter 6, and 7 was the Sermon on the Mount. We're going to go through them. We're not going to go through them in one day, but we're going to try to kind of spread it out so we can get the real teach lesson out of it. Y'all know what I'm talking about, right? And I'm going to tell you something. God gave a little, it was supposed to be a short introduction, but it wasn't long enough. I thought it was going to be relevant. But I tell you one thing, I got help with that myself. I thank you. I needed that help.
Yes, sir.
Sometimes you just won't get it. You won't be encouraged, man. As long as we've been on this journey, man, we've been on this journey a little while. You know what I'm talking about? And man,
yes,
it's good to have an encouragement, man. You know, I visit that scripture a lot. Because I want to know that I don't never want to be self-righteous. You know what I'm talking about?
Right.
You know, that scripture helps me to tell me that this brother was a man of God. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
That's right.
True man of God. He got called out. You know, when I read that, Reverend Henry, my brothers and sisters, when I read that a long time ago, he got knocked off a roll for taking someone to get capital for punishment. Calling on Jesus' name, and God used him in his service. So I know, I always say this, Reverend, I'm so glad God didn't give up on me, man. You know,
that's right.
I'm
not going to say my sin was rougher than his, but he said it. He couldn't even put himself in the same category as the apostle because what he done to the church. But God still used him. Oh,
yeah.
Help me, Holy Spirit.
Use him. That's it.
Use him. So don't be looking at nobody and say, I don't know how God going to use Reverend Wynn. He did this. God forgave him too, didn't he? He forgave him too, didn't he?
Yeah.
He forgave him too, didn't he? Yeah. You didn't put that in the equation, did you? When God forgive, he don't bring it back up, man, dude, because he want to keep you down. But God did it. What?
Come on now.
The only thing different about Paul, he was transparent, man. He showed you his whole life, man. He did it.
Yeah.
How many people gonna tell you that if sin have him doing things, I find myself doing it, and I know it was the sin in me. He said, "Ain't nothing good in me." That's what he said. I didn't say it. I just read out the scripture.
That's it.
And then we want to hold our sins up to God. I'm good, God. I've been in church all my life. Yeah, okay.
Lord
that
help.
Might be a sad
Lord
thing
help.
To say. Sad thing to say. I won't brag too hard. So we fall down. And some of them still down. Reverend Henry.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them still down, Reverend Henry.
Mm-hmm.
Come on now.
You think we didn't get up because we still got them baggage. And we won't really give God all of it. God wants everything we got. You cannot hide from
God. That's right.
None of us.
That's right.
He wants it all.
That's right.
Yeah, Lord, let me keep this because I like doing this, but you can have this, God. No, he don't make no bargain with you.
All right, now. Watch out now. You right. Come on now. All right.
He ain't no bargain with you. He ain't no bargain with you. This ain't no let's make a deal kind of thing.
Lord,
let's make
mercy.
A deal. Okay. You already got a deal. You know he's going to deal you. You know he is. The Bible said, I didn't see it. Man living sin, he died in sin, dog. Yeah.
Come on
now.
To
come out of that sin, man. You know what I found out? So the only way we can separate ourselves from God is going to be sin. If we set out all the way to sin, now I ain't talking about falling down, man. That's a difference, man. People say, oh, he a sinner. He fell. Yeah, we fall down. I'm talking about somebody that literally don't just wake up in the morning, don't even think about it. That's all he does and she does is sin.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about? That person is no longer having God there. But somebody falling down,
on,
hitting the head, and get, you know, that's not, we just did what we doing. We just like on that wheel, Reverend Henry. He just chafing us. That's why we need to get him somewhere you teach us. Somebody got to be teaching you.
Yeah.
You got to walk through the scriptures. You need to be taught.
Yeah.
Some of the teachers need to be taught. Oh, here. Some of the preachers need to be, you know what I'm talking about? It's more than singing and hollering in the mic. You got to understand when you preaching that word, it goes back to you too.
Yes, it has
to. It's like a two-edged sword.
Come on now, talk about that potter's wheel.
It has to.
Mm-hmm.
You can't be hollering nobody that leave out the church. I tore them up. No, what happened to you?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, say that.
Watch this here. What was you when I placed the stars up, Eric?
All right.
Come on, man. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Amen.
We got to get in church, y'all. We got to go to church. We crazy, man.
Sir.
We're going to church like we dope fiends.
Uh-huh.
We get
the yeah.
But Dick,
we get the overdose. We're getting on the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh,
no. Happy to do it. Happy to do it.
Ooh, Jesus Christ.
Ain't he all right?
Him good. Better than us if we've been out there.
Yeah.
I think, Brother D, did you hit the one button? Or you just, I can't hear him. That's you, Brother D. We're about to get out, brother. That's you?
Yeah, I'm here just enjoying myself. Yeah, sometimes you don't have to sing the wind. Sometimes you just sit back and enjoy the wind. I'll say it to the mic, I remember him.
Yeah, God bless you, man. God bless you, man.
It's a fight. Like I said, brother, it's a fight. But we got to stay on the battlefield. Jack and something else, get a phone and see us. Get high. Get hooked on Jesus. So if you're trying to get high, you're going to get hooked. Get hooked on Jesus.
Man. You know, I got to find that song, brother. You got a little age on you. I got to find that song about me and the devil had a tussle, but thank God I won. That's a real song. People think that ain't no real song. That's a song. It's old, though. I got to find it now. Yeah, thank God I won. Somebody might say the word, me and the devil had a fight, but thank God I won, you know.
Yeah, that's a real song.
That's a real song. Yeah. I ain't make the words up. That's real. Yeah, I heard it.
I won.
It's been a while back, though. That's what Paul just said. He said, thanks be to God for Jesus Christ. He don't want to save us from death. Shoot. We deserve.
Right.
Every one of us on this phone deserve hell. Can I say that?
That's right.
Every one of us.
But Jesus is blocking us.
He's blocking it. You ever have a Dallas Cowboy line? Oh, excuse me. Hold on. Well, you
all
know,
right,
offensive line, you know, can block real good, you know what I'm talking about? You know, and they won't let Troy Aikman get sacked, you know what I'm
Come on now, look out now. All right.
That's how Jesus been blocking it. He's blocking it for us,
yeah,
man. He's getting his blood.
Come on here.
Yeah. That's a strong analogy, though. I use the word with it, but y'all pray for me.
Amen.
We got to get out, man. We got to go to this church, man. We got to get in this church, man. We love y'all. And
man,
we got to get out of here.
Amen.
We got to go inside. We got to get on into some kind of way we're going to get out of here. Oh, Heavenly Father, we come to you. We thank you for your love. We thank you for all the words that went up, Lord. We thank you, Father God, for your strength, Lord. We thank you for all the ones that come out faithfully, Lord, that come out and reason in thy word, Lord. We ask you, Father God, for anything was said, Lord, was misunderstood, Lord, we only you can correct it, Lord. We ask you to correct it, Lord. If it was not one of a receptive spirit, Lord, we ask you to open their heart, Lord, so they can eat your word, Lord. Lord, we thank you, Father God, for your ever-present, Lord, that you always be with us, Lord. We thank you for the time that we have with you, Lord. We know one of these days, Lord, this old life going to be over, Lord. So we ask you, give us a place in your kingdom, Lord, that we can worship and thanking you, Lord. And this we always ask in Jesus' name. Amen.
Jesus.
You got a song, Reverend?
Amen.
You got a song, Reverend?
Amen.
Okay. I found one.
I'm mobile right now.
Okay.
Come on, everybody. Let's give God this worship. If you know he's awesome, come on, stand on your feet, everybody. If you know he's awesome, you're in awe of his grace. You're in awe of his goodness. You're in awe of his mercy. You're in awe of his provision. He's great and he's greatly to be praised. Hallelujah. Come on, everybody, lift your hands as we lift our voices. Come on, say, my God is awesome. Come on, say, he can move mountains. Keep me in the valley. Come on, say it. Hide me from the rain. That's it. My God is awesome. Come on. Heals me when I'm broken. Strength where I've been weakened. Forever he'll reign. Come on, you got it. My God is awesome. Come on, say he can move mountains. Keep me in the valley. Hide me from the rain. Has he ever covered you? Come on, my God is awesome. Heals me when I'm broken. Strength where I've been weakened. Forever he'll reign. One word, come on everybody. My God. Somebody lift your voice.
Awesome.
If you know he's been good, say it.
Awesome.
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 Say, my God.
My God is awesome.
Come on, if you know he's been good, do you testify?
Awesome.
Somebody ought to lift your voice.
Awesome.
He's awesome.
Awesome.
Come on. My God.
My God.
Verse 2. Savior of the whole world. Giver of salvation.
Giver of salvation.
By his stripes, I'm healed. Yeah, my God is awesome.
God is
listen,
awesome.
Today I am forgiven. His grace is why I'm living. Somebody ought to praise his holy name. Come on, you say, my God.
My God is awesome.
Come on, awesome. Has brought you from.
Awesome.
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 Let's talk about why he's awesome. You said, he's mighty.
He's mighty.
He's mighty.
He's mighty.
Awesome. Somebody ought to lift your voice and celebrate.
Awesome.
If you know he's been good, you said, he's holy.
He's holy.
He's
Keep me in the fire. Hide me from the rain.